Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Good Friday. 404 with Ropp and Suk. So, the rain has moved in.
It has.
I see that it's raining out.
For God's sake.
Again.
Another one.
But we are in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, but we're
quite known for that.
Oh, we're not in April yet, right? Today's the 31st.
Tomorrow. April Fool's tomorrow. You gonna play any jokes on anybody, son of a bitch?
And if you do, you deserve to get kicked in the nuts.
Hey, so we're talking Final Four here. We're meandering our way through hot Final Four talk. I saw that the women's Final Four tickets are actually going for more than the men's. Did you know that?
Get right the hell out of town.
Yeah,
well,
but there's
smaller venues.
Yeah,
right?
There's a big caveat there. So the men are playing in Houston, and they are at the big football stadium.
What is that, Reliant or whatever?
74,000 people.
By the way, can I just say that that's a crappy environment for basketball?
Terrible.
You know, but
I think it's called NRG Stadium.
NRG now, yeah. It's changed.
And then the women's games are in Dallas, where they're playing at the Mavs Arena, and they hold 20,000.
Yeah.
But as of Friday, the lowest ticket price to get into both women's games, $428.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, men's, $40.
Well, you get two games, right?
Yeah. You get both.
You get both, and I think that's...
I mean, you get both on Saturday, too, for $40, but that's just terrible seats.
Yeah. If you had the men's tournament in a 20,000 seat arena, my guess is it would be astronomical as well. I wonder, I'm going to go on StubHub and see what it would be for like a good seat, you know?
For what, the men's?
Yeah, because you said $40 bucks. And you've seen that they do it every year, like where they do the view from the top of those things.
Yeah, it's awful.
You can't.
It's like ants playing.
Yes. Like, why would you ever do that?
By the way, in our next segment, a surprising withdrawal from the Masters. We have our Friday Tickle Trunk coming up in 10 minutes. But, so I was reading the Wall Street Journal, and they were talking about the Final Four. So we have San Diego State against Florida Atlantic tomorrow, and then UConn, Miami. And their big thing was, you know, the unique forming of this Final Four has everything to do with what's been happening in college basketball. And it's that it's all experienced upperclassmen and transfers.
Yeah.
Like, if you were really paying attention to what's been going on in college basketball, particularly with the COVID, the extra COVID year, you could see that this may be kind of a funky year because so many teams stockpiled really experienced players.
Yeah.
And that's really what's happened here.
Yeah.
San Diego, well, I can go through it for you, but, you know, the transfer portal now, you know, you can lose five guys and go in and get five guys that are even more experienced than the guys you lost, depending on what transfers you target.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what UConn did. UConn lost seven upperclassmen last year, but this year they added two seniors and a grad student. So they're just as experienced as ever.
So it's not this idea anymore that you have to, like, oh, we lost this great class, and now you have to kind of rebuild. It doesn't work that way.
Well,
anymore.
You can rebuild through the
transfer portal.
And you can get guys that are in there that have a lot of experience. And so that's a big reason why you're seeing a weird Final Four. Now, this may change and shift back. It's going to be harder because you don't have that extra COVID year. That extra COVID year changes a lot.
Yeah,
because Florida Atlantic, they said Florida Atlantic has three sophomore starters, but the reality is all three of them are playing their third season in college basketball because of the extra COVID year. So their experience, San Diego State has a 9-man rotation. Seven of them are seniors and two of them are juniors.
So this is the one I wanted to pull this up. So this was the Elite Eight, so not the Final Four. But I saw a guy tweet this. So they're the starters in the Elite Eight, the men's. There's 19 transfers, 16 seniors, yeah. and only one true freshman.
Yeah.
And that's exactly. That's the entire Elite Eight.
Right.
I remember seeing that and being like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
And that right there that's is exactly why you have a very strange Final Four.
Yes.
So Miami's top scorers have like 9 prior seasons of experience. They were, you know, there are 363 college basketball teams. Only 9 of them didn't lose a transfer after last year. Miami was one of them.
Really?
Didn't lose one kid.
And here they are. And they were in the Elite Eight last year, and here they are in the Final Four.
Yeah, so they're all four schools, you can make a case. It's experience, it's upperclassmen, and it's transfers with what they've built. Because San Diego State, remember, they were 30-2 in the COVID season. And they, you know, and that was with 4 transfers. Of course, we never got to see how well they would play in the tournament because that tournament got canceled.
Yeah.
But it's that's really why you're looking at the Final Four you're looking at. So I don't know how excited everyone is for tomorrow's games, but you're not going to see any NBA prospects. I think there's one kid for UConn that maybe could be a first rounder. Other than that, yeah. you're not seeing any of those dudes. You're just seeing a lot of experienced college basketball
players. Well, because the NBA guys leave. And this is the other one. So that same guy that had the 19 transfers, 16 seniors, one true freshman. Same thing, Elite Eight. 16 seniors, starters, by the way, just starters. 16 seniors, 8 juniors, 13 sophomores, 2 redshirt freshmen, 1 true freshman. And of the top 28 scorers in the Elite Eight, every single one of them is a senior, a junior, or a redshirt sophomore.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, that's just, you know, this is at least for right now, this is the trend in college basketball.
So if UConn wins their game tomorrow, they would be favored by 7 over Florida Atlantic and 5.5 over San Diego State. So UConn's the clear favorite to win it all.
Sure, and they've looked like it. I mean, you went over the point spread. Statistically speaking, this is one of the more dominant tournaments that anyone has ever had. UConn is just bludgeoning people.
Miami, if they win tomorrow, they upset UConn, they would be a pick 'em against San Diego State. And they would be 2.5-point favorites over Florida Atlantic.
Okay. So there
isn't much difference between any of these teams except for UConn.
Other than UConn.
Yeah.
And which is why a lot of people liked UConn. They said since, I think it was February, it was at the end of January, beginning of February, you know, they do the analytics. They say that UConn has been the best team in basketball, period, bar none, since the end of January. And, I mean, they were a top 10 team going into this thing. Somehow they ended up as a 4 seed, but they are... They're not an underdog. I guess people that were in the know have
UConn. You mean
yeah, UConn.
Yeah, of course.
They're not.
They're the fave.
They're the fave, and a lot of people liked them going into the tournament. And if you paid attention to analytics, they said that UConn was very much underseeded.
Now, who would you like to see win this?
The men's tournament, Florida Atlantic. Why not? We've never seen it
over SDSU.
Yeah, SDSU is a good team, but I mean it's a 5 seed. We've seen that. We've never seen a 9. Never happened. And we've never seen a team like Florida Atlantic. I mean, the best thing we have is Villanova. We've never seen a true Cinderella cut down the nets. So why the hell not? In a weird, funky year, when this is the Final Four, no ones, no twos, no threes, why not? Why not a team freaking the Owls, Florida Atlantic? Of all the teams in Florida, they cut down the nets? Let's go. Won't happen, but why,
well, it might.
Why not?
You never know.
I think UConn's going to be just fine.
Think so, huh?
Well, like throughout history, Cinderella doesn't dance. Like the glass slipper breaks.
Yeah, this is a weird year though, because you don't have any immensely talented teams in the teams that are so much more talented than Florida Atlantic in the Final Four.
Yeah,
I mean they've already beaten they've probably already beaten the more talented teams that they're going to face. If you think about it,
who is Florida Atlantic have
to K-State?
Yeah, they went through K-State,
and before that they beat.
Look it up.
Oh, that was Fairleigh Dickinson, I think.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was wondering if they got a kind of a sweetheart march.
But
or...
San Diego State went through.
No, they went through Alabama.
Alabama.
I'm looking who FAU went through. So they went through. They went through Tennessee.
Yeah, there you go.
They went through Fairleigh Dickinson, and well, I mean, they went through.
Look, I'm here to tell you, Tennessee is the most talented team in this Final Four if they were in it.
and they went through Memphis. And by the way, you know what's weird is Memphis, I remember that. Memphis should have won that game. Like Florida.
Well, yeah, Florida Atlantic was down with 2.5 seconds left. They were losing.
Yeah, Florida Atlantic, I mean, think
and
about
here
that.
They are.
Here they are, and they should have lost to Memphis. You think Memphis is sitting there being like, son of a bee sting.
Well, they probably would have lost the next game anyway.
And by the way, I looked up some ticket prices for the NCAA Final Four. And good seats in the 100 level. The cheapest here for a pair, it's $1,800 a piece.
Wow.
And if you want the good ones down low, that's $7,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no offense.
But 40 up high.
40 up high. Yeah. You can get up
40
into.
$40.
We can get you up in here into the section 608. I mean, let's go 652. Yeah, they're right there.
Bring your binoculars.
Section 652, that's the upper left-hand corner of the football stadium. You can get two tickets for $68.
Damn. All right, the Friday Tickle Trunk is next. We have a surprising withdrawal from the Masters next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, time for the Friday Tickle Trunk with a special guest appearance from former Intercom head suit mustache, Jack Hutchison.
Former fearless leader?
Yeah.
Dude, I love Jack.
He's in town.
Jack's the man.
Apparently, well, we should mention this too. Actually, I have two things to mention, okay?
All right.
One, I was just talking to Terry Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're over there on KGON right now doing a big fundraiser. And they said the other guy on their show,
mm-hmm.
Jeets, I think is his name.
Okay. Jeetsy baby.
He has to eat wet dog food if they raise $2,000 in the next 40 minutes for their fundraiser that they're doing.
That sounds awful.
So go to KGON.com and that guy and donate and that guy will have to eat.
He has to eat wet dog food?
Yeah. Which is great.
That's not great.
So that's the first thing. Now, that's the second thing is, Mary from HR has retired.
Yeah,
she's leaving us, and there was a big party for her. Now, imagine the things that she has seen.
Yeah,
Mary,
a lot.
So she's leaving us, and so that's why Jack is here. So it's a who's who out there. Yeah.
I was trying to get Jack. I don't know if I think he was placating me, but I was like, "Where are we drinking after the show?" And he did the we'll gather.
Oh,
everyone.
He doesn't want to hang with you. And by the way, he's already been drinking.
Yeah, well,
I can smell it on his breath. It's great.
Well, it was a festive.
That guy's an animal.
It was a festive atmosphere.
Yeah, so he's up there running Odyssey Seattle.
Yes.
Is it Odyssey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still in Odyssey.
Yeah, we didn't just change here. That's a company-wide
thing.
He's
still in the company.
Did you miss the Justin Timberlake video? I mean, hello.
What? What was that?
When we launched Odyssey. Clearly you missed
it. I did miss it, yeah. Was Jack in it?
No, but we had Justin Timberlake was in it.
Oh, well, I don't care about Justin Timberlake.
You care,
I care about
Justin.
Jack Hutchison and his kick-ass mustache that he no longer has.
I know. I miss
wish
it.
He still had that.
I know.
Such power.
It was a power mustache.
Well, anyway, this is a fun story before we get back to this tickle trunk here. He, for the longest time, dated our GM.
Yes.
Kim.
Yeah.
They were lovers.
No longer.
They were lovers.
As far as you
know. It was
know.
A very sordid, steamy.
I don't think it was sordid.
Well, she worked for him up there, and they started humping.
Maybe it is.
And now
Are
she's
you
down
to
here.
Be talking about that?
Probably not. Okay. And now she's down here running us.
Yeah.
So when Jack leaves in Seattle, here's what everybody thinks: Kim's going up there.
Well, again, I don't know how much of that.
And the cycle continues.
Just rolls on, and then what?
She'll probably sleep with some marketing guy who will then run Portland. You know?
Isaac Rupp, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Isaac Rupp.
What? Does that make you uncomfortable?
No.
Why being such a baby?
I'm just stepping back.
What are you talking about? They're out there laughing. Look at them. They're laughing. They're out there. Oh, man. We love you guys. You know what? The thing about it is they never listen to the show, so we're good.
Yeah, probably not.
So I told you there is a surprise withdrawal from the Masters.
Yeah. What do we got?
Aaron Wise.
Really? Do we know why?
Mental health.
Oh,
yeah.
Taking a step back, huh?
And I tell you, when you watch him play, he does seem miserable out there.
Well, but that's a lot of golfers. Who was it?
I know.
The Rockies closer. Did you see that?
Bard, yeah.
Yeah, he
stepped away.
Yeah, he stepped away. He said he's taken a mental health break. Yeah, you're seeing more and more of that. And, you know, more power to you.
Well, he said he's been playing. Wise has not been playing well this year. He's missed a lot of cuts. And he's just said, man, I just got to get my mentals right.
Yeah.
Well. If I'm going to play good golf, I got to have the mental straight. And so he is not going to play at the Masters, which is interesting.
Yeah, of all the tournaments, you know, I mean, I guess if you're having issues, it shouldn't matter what tournament you're playing in. It's just
it's bad timing.
It's just bad timing, yeah. Right?
He knows he's not going to play at his highest level
because
his mind's not right.
Yeah, and so you
best to just go work on that.
Well, I'm trying to think of who was the tennis player
Osaka.
I mean, she missed huge tournaments. And is she even back? Or did she get pregnant?
I don't know, man.
But we had that. I mean, that was a major deal. I remember when I was in Tampa Bay, we had a safety, John Howell, I believe his name was. Good dude. He's from Wyoming. And I remember that he took a leave of absence. And I had never heard of that before. And it was kind of a big deal because in the NFL, that just was obviously not something that you did. And the Bucks were really supportive. And this is back in, 2001 or two or whatever. And I remember that being like kind of I thought that was a cool thing that they were pretty understanding. Because that's not something back then that you really talked about much, especially in the football world.
Yeah, Osaka did get pregnant and she is expecting her first child.
Okay.
And so she wants to get back to competing after that.
Yeah, because she went through... You know, a whole thing. Remember, that was because she didn't want to. She didn't want to do interviews.
And well, she also didn't tell everyone she was. She backed out of the Aussie Open, and then everybody was like, "What the hell?"
Yeah,
and she didn't tell anyone she was pregnant until after that.
No, but I'm saying like the she was missing tournaments. It was like the French Open because she had to do media obligations. She wouldn't do them. Like she had a full on. I mean, she had like a breakdown and couldn't handle the media scrutiny. For a while. And then the pregnancy thing came after that.
I'll tell you what, man. I hate to say this. There is a documentary on her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that HBO? HBO or Netflix? One of them has a documentary on her. Oh, baby.
Is there a lot there?
No.
No?
Very boring.
Oh.
Just a reluctant star.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But man, is she? There's just
she doesn't want it.
No, she didn't want the documentary. You could tell she didn't. She's uncomfortable, and it just is a real. It's a real bore.
Well, and it bothered a lot of people because she is such a big, marketable player off the court.
Yeah,
you know, she's got deals with everybody, and she hawks all these products, and so a lot of people weren't overly sympathetic towards her because it was like, well, I don't want any attention, but I also want millions of dollars from all my sponsors. And it's, people can be pretty cruel, but at the same time, I do kind of understand that. It's like when people, when athletes in general get mad about media coverage or celebrities or whatever, and I'm like, well, this is what you signed up for. You don't get to have one without the other. It's like, well, I want all the fame and I want all the fortune, and but I only want to do it on my terms, and I don't want to do any interviews, and I don't want anyone to talk about my life. I just want the good parts that come along with it. And that's not the way life works. You know, sometimes there's trade-offs.
Well, and you also, you know, some people, Osaka bothers them because she just, and she's young, but at the same time, you just, there is an element of, you just got to have some thick skin. Like,
yes.
You, I'm not saying your mentals always have to be right, but my goodness, you know, I think it bothers people that someone could be so fragile and be that high level of an athlete. You know what I mean? I think people can't really wrap their mind around
that. Yeah, they want professional athletes to be a very,
to be tough.
Yeah, to be tough.
And the thing about her, and I will say, the thing that, before I quit that documentary, I watched enough of it to get a sense of why she is the way she is. And she does come across as a bit of a sympathetic figure, because she is another one of these young people who had no identity as a young person.
Yeah,
she it was
forced into this.
It was all about winning. And she even said, the only thing that mattered in my life, the only thing that gave me joy, was winning a tennis tournament. That's it. And so when she didn't win, she really had no identity. She didn't understand how to go through life when she would fail. And that's where her mental problems came from. And I can, I mean, come on. Anybody with a brain can totally see how that happens.
Yeah.
When that's the way you were raised. And it was like her parents pushed the hell out of her. And it was, you win, you're the best. You don't win, what are you even doing here?
You know, it's weird in that, I know this happens in sports a lot, but the one-on-one sport, I find this to be so much more prevalent than the team sport. I mean, yeah, I remember Todd Marinovich. I remember his dad kind of famously was like that, but it really does feel like that sort of what do you call that parent? Like, what's the archetype? Just the it's the tiger mom or tiger dad. Like, that's very prevalent in the Asian culture. Like, the, you know, you're going to play the piano, and if you mess up, I'm going to hit you with a stick. Right.
But yeah, I don't think they were like that.
No, but you know what I mean? That
overbearing.
Yeah. That overbearing. That doesn't that seem way more. The Tiger Woods was like that. He certainly was raised that way. That certainly feels like that is a tennis, golf, skiing,
individual sport.
Yeah. Ice skating. There's just all these horror stories, and I'm sure they exist in team sports. You just, I don't know. You hear way more about it with the one-on-ones.
It's the isolation of it. Yeah. I mean, you watch that. Have you watched the Netflix Breakpoint tennis doc?
No.
So they have a tennis doc, just like they have a
Full Swing and the
golf doc, and they have the F1 doc. The tennis doc, the one thing, and it's okay, but the one thing you take away from it, there's only like 5 episodes, but they feature a different couple of players every episode. They are all head cases.
Yeah.
I mean, you think golfers are head cases? Mm-hmm. So are tennis players, man. And that goes back to your individual sports theme there. I mean, that's just, it's all you.
It's you, your creepy parent, and maybe an overbearing coach, but a lot of times the parent is the overbearing.
Well, I just mean the nature of the sport. Yeah. Like, if you're struggling.
Yeah, there's no one to.
Yeah, you're the only one that's going to pull you out of it. And,
well, and that always bothers me, too, in that I get it. Tiger Woods' dad, or, you know, Serena and Venus's dad, I mean, they raised champions, right? And so they're viewed as the good ones. But when you do some digging into the way Tiger Woods was raised, or the way the Williams sisters was raised, if Tiger Woods doesn't go on to be the greatest golfer of all time, or Serena and Venus don't go on to be who they are, and Serena's probably the greatest female tennis player of all time, you view those childhoods and you view those parents extremely different. They were, I personally, as a parent, I view that as nightmare fuel. And yet, if you raise a champion, then we forgive all that. The Bobby Knight thing, right? Bobby Knight's the world's biggest a-hole, but he won, so therefore he's not an evil man. He's a disciplinarian.
Yeah.
Bella Caroli, like in gymnastics, was one of these guys, and his wife, and they even got into some of the abuse stuff too, like at the Caroli camp. I mean, there's some, you know, really, really bad stuff there. But for every Tiger and Serena that are produced, how many other parents like that produce emotionally crippled, damaged, effed up kids that are chewed up and spit out
a ton?
Yeah. I mean, it's a million to one.
Kids that have some level of success, they do become pros, but they don't live up to those expectations.
Yeah.
You know,
but even those, I would say
like the Andy Roddick type.
Yeah. But the vast majority of those kids end up washing out at 16, 17, 18 years old with you know.
No, that's right. Remember nothing, Capriati?
Yes. And she was a tremendous was success good. And then melted.
Yeah. Drugs, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we're going to have time for in the Tickle Trunk. We're talking about that because Aaron Wise has withdrawn from the Masters, citing his mental health. We'll get to more stories, including the Marcus Aldridge apparently was still playing in the NBA.
Yes. Well, he retired and then came back.
Barely, but yeah. Yeah. I don't think he was he really playing, though?
I don't know. I'd have to look at his minutes.
Well, who is he playing for?
The Nets.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was getting minutes?
I got to check to see if he was getting minutes. I saw him in a game like 3 weeks ago, but that doesn't mean that he was night to night.
Well, that's more than I've seen. So we'll get to that and some other stuff. UCLA hired a director of leadership.
Director of leadership?
Football team. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see who it was?
I did not see who it was.
Well, look.
But I'm sure
the Friday Tickle Trunk is going to be...
sure he's a great leader.
It's going to be bananas coming up next hour. We also have opening day recap. But next is in the news. I've got winemaker death news.
Hmm. Pour one out?
Yes. Pour a glass of wine out for this man. Next, here is Jordan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back to our show. Buck is out in Maui, and we are in here in the studio watching the Mets and Marlins duke it out, watching the women's Final Four.
See what I mean? The Marlins, it's game two, and they're already going with their throwbacks.
Those are throwbacks?
Yeah, those are the Florida Marlins. See, they got when they first came out, it's got the F and the Marlin on it. Now they're the Miami Marlins.
All right.
It seems weird to me that a bunch of teams like the Devil Rays or the Rays went with the Devil Rays on opening day, and the Marlins, it's game two, and they're already going with the Florida Marlins.
Yeah, it's weird, huh? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
It's the same. I do like these caps, though. When the Marlins first came out, that was when everyone had to be teal. I liked the old Florida Marlins cap.
All right, it's March 31, 2023. It's time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Calm down.
It is National Farm Workers Day.
Go farm workers. Farms and workers.
And it is National Tater Day.
Oh, so, you know, like any sort of tater?
Well, yeah.
Favorite tater?
Well,
French fry?
Oh. Well, yeah, probably.
Because you got your baked, you got your mashed, you got your scalloped.
Can I go garlic fry?
Yeah, you can go garlic fry.
I love garlic.
Yeah, well, who doesn't love garlic? But I'm just saying, like, the form of that you eat the potato, your favorite, you can't go wrong with a good French fry. I do like a good mash, though.
I like twice baked.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah. New Seasons has a delightful pre-made twice baked potato with, like, cream cheese on, like, a cream cheese filling. Sort of. It's wonderful.
It is also... Oh, I already told you that. Okay. All right. Well, I have to get to some sad news here. A pioneer and a visionary in the winemaking business in Oregon, Dick Erath, has died.
Should I know who this is?
Well, you're not a big wine drinker, but yeah, most people know the name Erath.
Okay.
That's what the wine was called, Erath. And he was one of the OGs, one of the first people to make wine in this region. And he was 87 years old. He passed away on Wednesday.
You know, being a wine magnate, you could be a lot. You could do a lot worse than running a winery. Seems like a good life.
Yeah, I think it's a little more. From what I understand, it's a little more. One, it's tough.
Yeah.
You're not going to make a ton of money now. A guy like Dick Erath.
Yeah.
Did.
I'm guessing he's doing just fine.
I would imagine he did.
Yeah.
But it's more agriculture than it is anything else.
Yeah.
You know, it's more farming than it is.
I picture the guys that are running that. I figure they're outsourcing that. And I just picture a lot of dudes like hanging out in Italy and white linen shirts and fedoras.
It's certainly
smoking gars, having a nice glass.
It certainly has a glorified.
Yeah, there's an aura around it.
Yeah, I guess aura, persona. I don't know. It's. It certainly is sexy, but I think the actual winemaking, that is not. That's much like golf course maintenance, you know? It's ag, you know?
I know, but the guy that's building the golf course isn't the one out there doing the mowing.
Well, but see, I think he was originally this guy. Yeah. He was out there.
He's out there with his hand in the dirt?
Something
tells me,
fact,
at the end he wasn't.
Well, not at the end, but I think he was 87, first of all. But he started... That's how he started Erath Winery. Was he was making wine in his basement.
Oh, okay.
So then he was like, maybe I should go.
Is that anything like when we made beer in our bathtub in college?
I think it's very similar.
If it was, then it was disgusting because it was the worst thing I've ever tasted.
So they first produced commercial wine in 1972. So rest in peace, a pioneer.
Yeah. We're getting a vineyard manager here in McMinnville. He says Rob is right. It's very stressful and it's all logistics.
It's tough. And I don't think there's a lot of money in it. Like a vineyard manager. I think what is kind of cool is, and this is also sort of glorified sexy in a way, is you get a farmhouse with the family and you live on the vineyard. And that's, that's a very sort of...
You're like the Von Trapps. You're out there. The hills are alive with the sound of ROP.
And it just sounds great.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great life.
Yeah.
And then but you're out there every day, and it's not...
It's like the idea of being a fisherman. It's the same sort of thing.
Oh, dude. Yeah, but I don't think fishermen... Is there anybody that thinks that that's like really awesome and easy and glorious?
That's tough work. Yeah, dude. It's just one of those where people are like, oh my God, you're a fisherman. What a great life. And then you're like, that's a...
Oh, they can make some money,
though. You make some money, but that thing is... it's... Like anything else, right?
Well, anything
it's
on harder. The high seas. Get out of here with that. That is... Do you remember the time... So we hosted a thing for Crown Royal at Ringside, and the guy from Deadliest Catch was there.
Yeah, one of the Deadliest Catch guys.
One of the captains. And I had to host it, so I had to kind of keep
it
interesting.
Sig was there? Was it Sig Hansen?
No, Sig was... It wasn't Sig. It was the older guy.
I'm trying to remember which one. I remember that.
I forget his name. I have to look it up. He was cool. And there was a bunch of listeners there and stuff, so I had to kind of keep the conversation going. Yeah. And I asked him... I think the way I phrased it was, what is the worst thing or the scariest thing that you remember from being out on the high seas? And he got real quiet and he said, we don't talk about that.
No.
We don't talk about those things.
Yeah, it's just one of those.
He shut me down. And I was like,
you've been out there for as long as that guy. You saw some, you've seen some stuff.
Yeah.
And lost some friends.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Dick.
Rest in peace.
Is dead.
And, by the way, right here, someone who knows him, Dick was a really great guy.
Great. I love that.
One guy.
Because I do always hate, I swear, when we talk about local deaths, oftentimes people, you know, it's a small area, mm-hmm. Small town, the people know the people that die, and or that people get in trouble, right? We talk about, we talked about that teacher the other day that got hit in that sexting or whatever. And then people will inevitably text in, and I always hate to see how awful they are. Like, people have stories like, oh, that guy sucked.
But this...
He was the worst.
Yeah, we're getting a little better here.
But now people are like, oh,
he's a great guy.
Dick was great.
Dick was great.
Captain Keith.
Yes.
That's who it was.
That was a cool thing.
I still have his number, I think.
Do you?
Should I text him?
Yeah, text Captain Keith and ask him how the high seas are going. You lose anyone this week?
Captain
That's a job Keith. That you couldn't pay me enough.
I wonder if he's still out there.
You couldn't pay me enough to go do that.
Yeah,
I know I knew some guys that did that in the... Up in Alaska, and it's make a lot of money, but that's just a hard pass.
Captain Keith Colburn.
Yeah.
He was a good dude. He came across as kind of a jerk on the show, but he was a nice guy. Did you see this video of the skier rescuing the snowboarder?
Yeah, that's freaking insane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Again, you guys got to see this.
Speaking of something else that I'm not real keen on.
You seen this, Jordan?
Yes, I did. I caught it on Twitter.
Yeah, that's another one, too, that scares
skiing?
Me. Yeah, skiing, snowboarding.
Well, he was snowboarding.
Yeah.
It's the tree well thing. They always say, you know, like people die every year. We've talked about this before, but you get in a tree well and the snow is so deep underneath the tree.
You take a header.
You take a header, you get buried, and you're dead in 30 minutes because you can't get air.
Yep.
Well, this is up at Mount Baker. So it's up by Seattle, right? Isn't that east of Seattle, I think? Anybody?
I don't remember if it's east or not, but it's up in that area.
And there's footage from the GoPro of the skier.
Mm-hmm.
So he is skiing down, and you see as he's kind of doing some cherry pow-pow, bruh.
Just out there shredding.
Shredding.
Just shredding some fresh.
Then he's going through some trees, and you can see the top, the very tip of a... snowboard sticking out of the snow.
Yeah.
Well, he stops, turns around, and all of a sudden the snowboard starts wiggling. And he starts digging and digging.
I don't know how he saw it, because they've got
it's
like...
pretty buried.
It's tough to see. You got to be...
Well, the other thing, too, is if you see... Like, you'll see the video when you watch it, but if you see the top of the snowboard, don't you maybe think that that's just a snowboard in the snow and not somebody attached to it?
Probably.
Or a broken piece of one or something? Yeah.
And you just ski on?
I think if you're out there, and again, not being a skier, this didn't look like it was like on a well-manicured run. I mean, that looks like some serious deep snow out there. It looked all pretty fresh. Maybe if you're out there and you see something like you're just conditioned, like, you know you're out there maybe in an area that isn't that frequented, and you see something, you gotta go pay attention to that.
So he digs him out, and he's filming the whole thing from his GoPro. And, dude, that guy was straight down into the earth. His head was, what would you say, 6-7 feet?
Yes.
Below?
I mean, he is deep down. There is no way he's getting out. And the guy even said he was resound to the fact that he was going to die alone.
Yep.
Watching that, I don't know if you guys... I consider like skiing, or at least did before watching this video, and snowboarding kind of just like, oh, going to play basketball, going to play football on the weekends. Not after this. This is a whole new category, and that's scary. And people really should take it seriously instead of just offshoot going snowboarding for the weekend.
Well, that's why they say go with somebody else. You know, like have somebody with you.
Yeah, you got to.
Especially if you're doing all that cherry pow pow tree stuff. You know, like I think these are really experienced.
Yeah,
bros.
That's what I'm saying. Like
shredders.
That is not. Bro. You are not just in like a little normal skier.
Like, let's go to the black double triple diamond cherry cobra twist.
Cobra twist, bro.
I hear there's some power, bro. Shred.
By the way,
bro.
Mount Baker way farther north and east than you would think.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was kind of up there in that Seattle area, but no.
It's
this
east of Seattle, right?
Yeah, but it's like up, you'd go to like Bellingham and then hook a right.
Oh, Bellingham's like Canada.
Yeah, almost. you're way up there. I'm with you. I thought I would have thought Mount Baker was closer to Seattle, and it looks like it's a bit of a hike.
Well, he digs down, and he sees the guy's glasses, and then he just, you know, kind of digs his face so that he can breathe. And then they finally, he called for help and they got him out of there.
Can you imagine?
Dude, it's wild.
Was we just done talking about yesterday about the guy that died in that putty cave down in Utah? Just, you're there, you're buried in the snow, you can't move, you can't really breathe, you know you're cooked, no one's coming, you're in the backcountry a little bit. You and I can never comprehend what that feeling must have been like when you realize that someone is there and someone is digging you out.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God.
That feeling, we will probably never experience anything in our life that feels as good as what that guy had when he realized, oh my God, someone is here. I'm not going to die.
Yeah. Or imagine somebody just, I would imagine even him down there, he could hear somebody skiing by. I mean, this guy skied right over the top of
him. I don't know if you can, though. I mean, you're
way down.
You're in there pretty good. The sounds.
But can you imagine that? Like, you just hear kids, like, shredding right over you, and then they're gone.
And you're yelling, and no one can hear you. I mean, it's just the stuff of nightmares. Anyway, find the video. I saw it on Como News. It's insane.
Treewell, Mount Baker Treewell Ski Rescue.
And you are right in that it was just dumb luck that he happened to be basically right over the top of him.
Crazy.
I would have never seen that.
All right.
It's another reason why I don't ski.
Oh, we have the Key Bank robbery we have to talk about. See that? Southeast Portland.
Yeah.
Bank robber.
Yeah.
He was captured.
I always thought bank robbery was kind of a thing of the past. I'm always a little, I know it's naive of me, but whenever I see one of those, I'm like, people still robbing banks?
Well, they try.
Yeah, I don't feel like
it's not the best.
I don't feel like there's any big heists anymore. You know, it's like, yeah. And then they always walk away with just a couple bucks.
They're just desperate.
The risk reward seems very small.
So we get to that 449 on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is in the news for March 31, 2023. It was the lunch lady gloves that gave him away. Now, this guy looks very Portland, I will say. And you know what that means, right?
Yes. I think we're all familiar with that.
His name's Joshua David Henderson. He was arrested for robbing a Key Bank branch in Southeast Portland last week. Now, he did have lunch lady gloves on, and that's what gave him away.
Yeah. You gotta be careful. You gotta go nondescript.
But he was wearing an N95 mask. He had a black coat, a Chicago Bulls hat, and lunch lady gloves. And he walks into the branch on Woodstock.
I love the lunch lady gloves.
10:30 in the morning. He just rolls in there.
Yeah.
He shows them a cardboard sign that read, "I want top and bottom drawers. Hundreds, 50s, 20s, 10s, I have a gun."
Well, who doesn't want top and bottom? You always want top and bottom. Come on.
And he said, "I don't want to hurt someone." So the bank employee handed over $2,797 U.S. dollars.
This is what I'm saying. Like, whenever I read, like, in the movies, bank robberies, like, I've seen Heat. You know, I've seen The Town. You're walking away with millions. And I can understand the idea of you're like, all right, I may be going to the prison for the rest of my life if I get caught, but if I get out of there, I got like $7 million. Dude, you're going to prison for the rest of your life over $2,000?
Almost three.
Doing some change. What are we doing, my man?
But this included a GPS tracker.
Well,
she threw a GPS tracker in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So the robber took the cash, put it in a trash bag, and left. And he said, "Call yourself a lawyer. You have been through a traumatic event." Doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think maybe call the lawyer. That is weird.
Call a therapist?
Yeah, call a therapist. It is traumatic, I'm sure, to be robbed.
It's probably not fun.
And the photos I saw, he didn't, I don't think he ever showed the gun.
No, he just said I have a gun.
So we don't.
And
even
they
know
they're, yeah. Aren't they trained to like just give the money?
Yes.
They don't want.
Yeah, they're like here. Yeah.
There's... We have so much of this. You know what? You can have it.
It's federally insured. I did see in the photo too. Did you see the one where his pants were around his ankles?
Yeah.
Do we know why that is?
I don't know.
When he was arrested, he was wearing a scarf, a knit cap, and.
Yeah.
His pants were around his ankles, but it appears that he's wearing a second pair of
two
pants.
Two pants on. Yeah.
Yeah, why are you doubling up on the pants?
I was going to say, pants around the ankles is a very Portland thing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it looks like he's wearing cargo pants under his normal pants.
Well, doesn't he look like he could possibly be homeless?
Fancy homeless. Because, you know, there's multiple...
Maybe recently homeless?
Yeah. Well, he's like a go-getter homeless. Because there's like the... There's like homeless. And then there's like, you know, you're a go-getter. You're a hustler homeless. And that kind of appears what he's got going on. Got the big beard, the knit cap. I enjoy that he's wearing a purple fancy scarf when he was arrested.
So you think he had any idea there was a GPS tracker in there?
No.
So they then follow the GPS tracker, and shockingly, he's like 10 blocks away. And they're like, sir?
Yeah, can we talk to you for a minute? And he's like, you got me. Well, again, I'm not certain how smart any of these people are.
I know.
I read a story like a week ago about two guys that tunneled out of a jail cell. They used like makeshift like Shawshank and like literally tunneled out of the wall. And then they went 10 blocks and stopped and ate at an IHOP.
And that's where they got caught.
And that's where they got caught. Literally 10 blocks.
IHOPs are pretty irresistible, though.
You just broke out of prison. Don't you think you'd want to go somewhere further than 10 blocks?
Go grab some breakfast now. We're good.
Yeah,
they
we're
said
good. We're out.
And they said the people
at... They're not going to be looking for us or anything.
Yeah, they said the people... Didn't change their clothes or anything. They said the people at IHOP basically called the cops and was like, I don't know if you're missing anyone, but there's two guys here in prison uniforms that are just eating breakfast. And the cops were like, we'll be right there.
We've got to fuel up for the run.
At least get it to go. Don't sit and eat. Which, again, just goes to show you that I'm not sure that every criminal is necessarily Kaiser Soze here.
Yeah, tend to agree with you.
Yeah.
By the way, the police have charged the ex-boyfriend of... Remember the mom and daughter that were found dead in Vancouver?
Horrid.
He has been officially charged with murder.
Yeah.
So there is your In the News for March 31, 2023.
That was a lot of big news that day. I mean,
the skier video.
Yeah, the skier video. And then we got
Dick Erath passed.
We got homeless guys with pants around their ankles.
Bank robberies. It's never a dull moment in Portland.
No, it is not.
The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We'll get you caught up on the women's Final Four. I guess LaMarcus Aldridge retired again. A big get for USC, and the BYU bill in the Oregon legislature. Did it pass? All next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.